bringing Ren LaVoie, our NHL insider for TVS Sports. So, Ren, a costly loss for the Leafs last night. The Lightning and the Islanders both moving past them in the standings. Look, the Leafs did, players were given a day off, but they still had a practice. They did their morning skate. They had the usual routine. And, you know, I think it may point out to, or it may point out the fact that Mike Babcock and his coaching staff, they're trying to figure out, I think, how you handle this relatively young team over the course of an 82-game schedule. How you handle them with off days, how you handle them with back-to-backs. In some cases, it really does seem as if these situations are almost learning experiences for the coaches and the coaching staff as well as the players.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm pretty sure that they're not happy this morning again because... One thing for sure, we're in a different world. We're in a world where on every phone there's a camera, as everybody knows, okay? And it's all about perception all the time. All the time. And even if you want to fight it and say, no, it's not about perception, and we did that when we were playing 30 years ago and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, when I watch... My Sportsnet this morning, 360. First thing I saw was those pictures of those guys fishing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that's the reality, and that's everywhere this morning. And it's a little sad because I'm pretty sure that the guys deserve a day off. They're working hard to be on top game after game. But like I said, sadly for them, it's all about perception. They didn't lose last night 3-2. They didn't lose in overtime. They got beaten by one of the worst teams in the league. I mean.
Yeah, you know, the only thing, though, I mean, I saw those pictures in that rim, but here's the thing. I mean, you know, I'd rather have my players catching fish than sexually transmitted diseases, if you know what I mean. I mean, in all honesty, I'd rather have my guys bobbing around on the boat than bobbing around for something else.
Well, we're in a different world, too, my friend.
Well, that's true.
It's not the same thing like 30 years ago again. So that's what I'm saying too. Nothing against those guys that they went fishing. But like I said, it's all about perception. Why do you have to show the world that you went fishing?
Well, that's true.
That's my question. Okay.
Why don't guys just have a rule? This is what I, Ren, if you're a professional athlete, why don't you just have a rule that, you know what, when we go out and do stuff like that, everybody check their iPhones, you know, yeah. Give it to the captain, let the captain keep it where he is in the boat and let us just go about and have fun.
Or I'm going to tell you what to do. Because like I said, I have no problem with them at all that, you know, they decided to have fun on a boat, and there's no problem with that at all. Every team is doing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, why not posting those pictures this morning? Why not?
Right.
After a 7-1 win or a 3-2 win. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Why? That's why I'm saying it's all about perception. Let's say they won easily or they won that game last night. First thing you know this morning, you have a small resume of that trip to Florida, and you have that picture, those pictures, and there's no problem with it. But like I said, and even if, and I'm part of that, I know that sometime my boss is coming at me, Renaud, and saying, Renaud, you need to work on this. And, yeah, but, you know, I'm saying I did it for fun. Yeah, but it's all about perception, Renaud.
Mm-hmm.
This is not only a pro player reality. It's our reality, you and I too. Okay, we can't post anything that we want on Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook. We need to be careful of what we're putting because we're personalities too. And you know, there's a lot of people who are watching what we're doing, even if it's not at the same level. What I'm saying by that is, yes, do it, no problem. Keep it quiet for a while. And after that, you won't wake up in the next morning watching Sportsnet 360 and seeing your face with a fish after a 7-1 loss. That's what I'm saying here.
In conversation with Ren LaVoie of TVS Sports. Okay, Ren, leaving aside the lads, I was going to say off-ice sojourns, The Lightning and the Islanders have both gone past the Leafs in the standings. You were one of the first sort of national hockey guys I remember saying that, you know what, this Leafs team has a chance of making the playoffs. You said that for a while, back before the rest of us kind of jumped on that bandwagon. If you had to pick between the Leafs, the Islanders, and the Lightning for that last spot, are you still sticking with the Leafs? Because, you know, the Lightning, you know, they trade away Ben Bishop, you know, they make a couple of player moves, and we've seen it in the past where it appears as if a team's kind of thrown in the towel and all of a sudden they sneak in.
Yeah, and you know what? It's tough for me right now because I'm behind two bandwagon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I really like the Tampa Bay Lightning, what they're doing. I mean, they're taking a lot of teams off guard right now. Nobody's taking them seriously, but I think it's gonna hurt them some at one point because I'm watching the guys. They're playing really well, watching their game a lot, but I don't think they have the depth to make the playoffs. Honestly, even if they're winning night after night, I still feel like, you know, it's going to be really a battle until the end for them. And when I'm looking at the Maple Leafs, I'm looking at a team that got spanked last night.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the best thing that happened to them. Okay? You have to, when you have a young team like that, you have to go through those bad games where you feel really bad after a game. I mean, I watched Mike Babcock's press conference after the game. I don't remember the last time that Mike Babcock's voice was so low.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a shame. Honestly, he wasn't... It's not a question of being unhappy about the result. He didn't want to be there, and he had no excuse. So, thing is, I think they're going to regroup. I really believe in that group, honestly, because they are young. They are what the NHL is really, it really is right now. It's all about skating and skills. Yes, probably defensively, they need to be tighter, but I still believe that they have a really good chance. It's not because you got spanked by the Panthers that you're not going to make the playoffs. They're still, you need to look at the big picture, and I know it's a cliche, but, you know, I really think they have more right now inside their dressing room than the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Even if they're younger, they don't have the experience. They have what the NHL, what you need to win in the NHL. And you don't have that in Tampa right now. Honestly, their defense is not better than Toronto, believe me. And offensively, Steven Stamkos is not there. And when he's going to come back, is he going to be on top? It's impossible for him to be on top. So if I had to pick right now, okay, to make sure that there'll be no snowstorm in Montreal for the rest of the year, I'll pick Toronto.
In conversation with Ren Lavoie, TVS Sports. Big weekend coming up. The Senators, who lost last night, will play the Montreal Canadiens in the two games between those two teams. Handicap these two games for me, Ren. Who do you like? You know, the Senators. Montreal's righted the ship under Claude, as I think a lot of us expected they would. Ottawa, I still think, has been one of the best stories in the NHL this year, and why we're not talking more about Guy Boucher as an Adams Trophy winner, and why we're not talking more about this team, I don't know. How do you think these two games are going to play out, and what will it mean? I mean, to me, it's more important. It seems as if it's more important for Montreal to take these two games than Ottawa in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But when you look at the schedule, it's, you know what, between now and the end of the, well, I should say now, after Ottawa this weekend, they're going to play Ottawa the next Saturday. But between that and the rest of the season, they're mostly playing versus teams that are out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's for Ottawa, it's bigger because they want to send a message to the rest of the league that they're for real. And like you said, it's, you have to question why nobody's talking about Guy Boucher, but it was exactly the same thing. I remember when in his first year with Tampa, he he was. I mean, that team went to, if I'm not mistaken, the semifinal first year. Okay, they played Boston, so they were really close to make it, to go to the Stanley Cup final, and he was not even a candidate. So I expect the same thing this year. I don't know why, but nobody's talking about Guy Boucher. Well, I don't think he cares really.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when I'm looking at those two games, there's one thing though. First thing, last night the Canes played the Blackhawks, and honestly, even if it was tight, it wasn't tight, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And second part of my thinking is the fact that Craig Anderson is not there is not going to help. I don't know if it's a long-term injury. He's got a lower body injury. Mike Condon was spectacular last night, but the problem is he going to be able to win both games this weekend versus Montreal? If he has to play those both games, I'm not convinced. So probably they're going to split. So it's not going to change anything. And after that, I'm looking at the Montreal game schedule, and it's quote-unquote an easy schedule. Hmm. Still have to win those games. But I know there's a lot of expectations about this weekend for both teams. But I really, honestly, don't. If Montreal wins those both games this weekend, it's over. Montreal finish first.
You had a chance to see the Blackhawks last night. Are they as good as other Blackhawks Stanley Cup teams? Clearly, they're what? They're leading the Western Conference right now. Are they as good as some of the teams that won Stanley Cups?
Yes, because the core group is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan Keith last night showed the world again why he's that good. That defenseman is just unbelievable with the puck. He doesn't make any mistakes. It's crazy. It's crazy how good that guy is. And, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who watch the Blackhawks, watch the Wild, and I know there's a battle between the two, but there's a lot of people who said to me, Renaud, it's not even close. It's not even close, and I believe them. I believe them because the core group of the Blackhawks is way better, I think, than the core group of the Wild. So I really feel that they are that good. We asked that question yesterday to Joel Quenneville. Between those three Blackhawks team, which one is better, that three Blackhawks team that won the Stanley Cup? And he said the first one because we had more depth. Mm-hmm. On that team, and it's true they had more depth on that team. But still, I mean, I'm looking at a guy called Richard Panik, and nobody's thought, and you've seen Richard mm-hmm. Panik, Toronto, right?
Yep.
He's got 17 goals.
I know. Yeah, I know.
He's playing on the first power play. You know, you have stories like that in the hockey world that for me are just the greatest, okay? We have that in Montreal with Paul Byron, who was drafted by the Sabres, went to Calgary, and, you know, was put on waivers, and Montreal took him. And last week, you know what happened? He fight in Calgary versus Chris Versteeg, showing the GM up there, you know what? You thought I wasn't tough enough? I have 20 goals behind my tie right now, and I'm fighting on your ice. So I think I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Panik, for me, is the same story. Have you seen that, the skills on that guy? He's playing with so much confidence right now. It's amazing. Even his own coaching staff, the Joel Quenneville is like, wow, we didn't believe that he had. We knew he had those skills, but there's a difference between having the skills and using them during a game. And for me, that's that. And they were smart to get that player. And I'm pretty sure right now the Maple Leafs and the Lightning are a little sad to see him play that way on a jersey that is so prestigious, and which one of the best team, if not the best team in the league right now, for me, it's still the Blackhawks.
Yeah, and the Blackhawks always seem to find they always seem to find those guys in season, don't they? Or before the season or in season. There's always somebody when the playoffs roll around that you look at the point total and plus minus, you go, oh, yeah, it's a pretty good year.
Pretty good year. And if they're healthy, and hopefully they will, because the league needs to have a team like that that will make a playoff push and be healthy, and maybe we're going to see them again in the playoffs. And we were chatting last night on my show, and we look at since 2009, the two teams with most wins, if you include the playoffs, it's the Blackhawks and the Pittsburgh Penguins that are one and second, and you know, it's not even close after, even if you have the Boston Bruins and the Capitals at three and four. And I said, the sad thing is we never saw a Blackhawks versus Penguins Stanley Cup final. I want to see that one day.